Might as well go with the jingle bells since we're going to have snow on the ground in a couple of days. Why not? That's probably the only way you're going to be able to get around. I hope you guys didn't put away your snowmobiles and your snowshoes.
Right.
And the snowblowers. Didn't put away the snowblower because I looked at the snowblower and I said, you and I, we might be reunited, but it's not going to feel good.
No.
It's going to be angry. It's going to be angry snow removal.
Not happy.
You'll be just like, was it Muttley?
Right.
Those the mumbling cartoon cussing and swearing. It is the Almanac, and we're going to play Almanac Quiz for a certificate for one child. It says girl, but a little boy could go to this if he wants to.
I would think.
Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop. Men get manicures and pedicures. This includes a free manicure and a pedicure.
Princess that's kind of sound Diva like Spa. A ladies thing.
It does.
A young girl's
it
thing.
It does, but in this day and age.
Yeah.
Mall of America is where it is at. And listen for your chance to win Almanac Quiz. Today, Tuesday, April 9th, 99th day of the year. We've almost hit the C note, C mark, the hundo.
Mm-hmm.
There are 266 days left to go. 1241, you know, what happened to the Mongols? Mongolia used to be a powerhouse. They used to run much of Asia.
Somebody whooped them.
In the Battle of Liegnitz, Mongol armies defeated the Poles and the Germans. Not just one, but both of them. You know, they had their Kublai Khan and their Genghis Khan, and then they just fell off the earth. They're no longer even a factor. They're not even making the NCAA tournament anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Gophers hockey.
Right.
Is what the Mongols were in our... Although Coach Motzko's got him heading in the right direction.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, he's got him going in the right direction.
Yeah.
1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered, ending the Civil War. Civil War ended on this date. And you know the courthouse, Neil, Appomattox?
Yes.
Prestigious, historic Appomattox. Lee was facing certain defeat. Supplies were running low. Desertions were rampant. There was a rumor that the North had signed an agreement with Godzilla. So it just wasn't looking good.
No. But it was a tough time.
Yeah. That was in 1865. 1867, the U.S. Senate ratified the treaty with Russia that purchased the territory of Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Seward was the guy. He wanted it.
And, yep.
But it wasn't overwhelming. The Senate, only by one vote, did they approve the Alaskan purchase. They weren't all that excited about Alaska.
They didn't think it was a good enough deal?
I guess. No, I guess 2 cents an acre just wasn't good enough.
Wow.
But they eventually...
I think it was the right move.
It was the right move.
Yep.
1867. Alaska has been good to us. Been mm-hmm. betty, betty good to us. Mm-hmm. That was in 1867. 1905. Is that the goal horn at the X? Something we didn't hear nearly enough this year.
No. In fact, the last two games, it was silent.
Or is that the aerial lift bridge from Duluth? Aerial lift bridge. B. Because the first ever aerial ferry bridge went into operation in Duluth.
Mm.
This date, 1905. When it was first built, it had a gondola that hung from the upper truss. So it wasn't a bridge like it is now where you drive your car over it.
Yep.
It was actually this gondola that hung and then would go across the canal there. Mm. And you would ride that. You would put your ponies on there and your buckboard and your covered wagon, if you will. Your surrey. Mm-hmm. You're going to surrey across... But that's one of the most historical spots in Minnesota, that lift bridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's an iconic It's an iconic location in Duluth, and it opened on this date, 1905. 1940, newsreel time.
The peaceful waters along the shores of Norway are peaceful no longer. It was in these neutral waters that Germany claimed sanctuary for her ships in the traffic of war. The Allies' answer was to mine the Norwegian coast, to force German ships out into the open sea to meet the Royal Navy.
So Norway wanted to be neutral. Germany said, no, we're going to come at you. And the attack was a surprise to Norway and Britain. Britain was kind of defending Norway. That was this date, 1940. Norway would eventually join the war and be one of the Allies. And, of course, the U.S. would come in later on in 1941 in World War II. That was a mess.
What
the Germans were doing.
Yeah.
They brought it upon themselves.
For sure.
But a lot of lives were lost, of course. Just think of it.
Way too many.
Think of that generation. 1945, the National Football League officials decreed that it was mandatory for football players to wear socks in all league games. Shoes are getting a little too stinky.
Yeah.
So you must wear socks.
There was an odor issue.
In 1945. And now, of course, if you don't have the right socks, or they're not the right height or the right color, or have the right width of stripe, they fine you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they went from not having any socks to being basically over-regulating the socks.
Right.
But, you know, that's the NFL for you. In 1950...
They told me I could keep moving in television. They told me you'd be much more relaxed, much more casual, and much safer.
Bob Hope.
And I want to tell you that this outfit was in the Easter parade today. I know, because when they brought it to me, it was still warm.
He made his TV debut on this date on the show on NBC called The Star Spangled Review. That was the first of many. I mean, he became famous for his NBC specials, Neil.
Oh, very much so.
He would do those all the time, and they were hilarious. He would have big-time guests, and, of course, his monologues were always funny. That little smirk he would give after he gave a joke.
Mm.
Nobody did it better.
Nobody did it better.
That was Bob Hope, first TV. Of course, he had been on radio and movies for years prior to that. But he made his move to TV, 1950, 59.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth? I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. The astronaut training program will last probably 2 years.
It was this day in 59, NASA announced their first ever astronauts, 7 men, and among those 7, some familiar names. You may have heard of Gus Grissom.
Yes.
Alan Shepard.
Yes.
Wally Schirra.
Yes.
And John Glenn.
Wow.
Who would become
the first 7?
Yes. Four of the first 7. Those are the names that really stick out.
Yep.
Those other guys were great, too, but those are the 4 that very recognizable.
And would all take their turns.
Yes, and John Glenn would be the first one to orbit the Earth.
Right.
Godspeed, John Glenn, part of the Mercury program. Mm-hmm. 1963.
Now, therefore, I, John F. Kennedy, President of the United States of America, under the authority contained in an act of the 88th Congress, who hereby declare Sir Winston Churchill an honorary citizen of the United States of America.
Winston Churchill, honorary U.S. citizen this day in 63, did a great job in World War II, as you know.
Yes, he did.
They would not surrender. They did not. And
we shall fight.
You should look up and see how many other, because he was the first honorary U.S. citizen. How many others have there been?
I'll see what
since
I can
then,
do.
You know, I'm sure Yakov Smirnov is probably, you know, who else? The Gabor sisters, probably honorary citizens. 67, the first Boeing 737 rolled out for you. There are people now that would rather fly a 1967 Boeing 737 than those new Maxes that they're having troubles with.
Right.
That was in 67 and 2003.
Just in the last few moments, a U.S. Marine tank with a large chain has pulled the statue of Saddam Hussein down. This giant statue crumbled at the knees and toppled over. It's still hanging from the pedestal, but as it collapsed, a great roar came up from the cloud. There it goes. It has fallen down to the ground. It has come apart. The crowd is
a very memorable scene in Baghdad on this day, 2003, when they tore down that statue of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, I remember it vividly.
Baghdad falling to U.S. forces this date, 2003. Birthdays now.
There were many adventures creating some wonderful, memorable moments. Many of these I shared with Jim Fowler.
Memories we'll never forget, Marlon. It's odd how these come back with real impact when you encounter something that triggers the memory.
Sadly for Jim Fowler, they all don't come back, because he does have some memory issues because all the times he was trampled by rhinos and knocked around by lions.
And boa constrictors wrapped around him.
He was concussed many times, while, of course, what's-his-face Marlon Perkins was safe back at camp doing voiceovers. Jim Fowler, 87 today. You want to add something about Jim Fowler?
No.
No. We've said all we need to say.
Right.
He's a brave man.
Poor guy.
87, Jim. Way to go.
You know what? I don't think he got paid the same.
No, certainly not.
You know?
And what's his name? Got free insurance from Mutual of Omaha.
Right.
Jim Fowler still had to pay for his premiums. This, of course, one of the great themes of all time. Michael Learned, who was the mother on The Waltons, is 80 today. You're a big Michael Learned fan.
Yes, she was Matt Dillon's. Matt fathered a child with her on an episode of Gunsmoke. We didn't know it then.
Right. Who would want to do that?
It was Matt's love story. He had amnesia. Forgot about Miss Kitty. Didn't know who he was. Fell in love with Michael Learned.
Yes, Michael Learned, 80 today. I would still take Caroline Ingalls over Michael Learned, but how about Hal Ketchum? 66 today.
Boy,
he's past the point of rescue. He has Sure Love. And he's also living in a 5 o'clock world. He is 66 today. Actor Dennis Quaid.
Santa Ana, however, does consider himself to be the Napoleon of the West. We shall move and wait until he makes a mistake. And
That's from The Alamo. The movie The Alamo. That's him as Sam Houston, Dennis Quaid. He's been in a lot of movies. He is 65 today. Keyboardist, piano, vocalist, Dave Innes from Restless Heart filled in on vocals when Larry Stewart left.
Yeah, they all took turns.
They all
then.
Did take turns. Yeah. Yes, they did. 60 today for him. One of the gals on Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, sure.
I can't remember what her character's name was. Never watched the show.
No, I didn't really either.
I think it was an HBO show, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was quite risque.
Made into movies and everything else, yeah. Did well.
Cynthia Nixon, she was the redhead, by the way. I do know that.
Yep.
53 today.
Elf, and I'm not a woman.
Yes, you are, just like I'm a man.
You're no man, you're bud.
Keisha Knight Pulliam. Rudy Huxtable is 40 today.
Wow.
The 4-0 for Rudy from The Cosby Show.
Your skin is pale white and ice cold. Your eyes change color. And sometimes you speak like you're from a different time. You never eat or drink anything. You don't go out in the sunlight.
It's about time you figure it out there, Bella.
Yeah, hello.
He's a vampire.
Yeah.
But she's still attracted to him.
Well,
she finds out he's a vampire and she still wants to be with him.
I can overlook some things.
Yeah. Mm. You know, she really loved vampires. I mean, she even asked Grandpa Munster out on a date. They went out once.
Mm.
There's a big age difference there.
Huge.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart from the Twilight movies. 29 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with actor Ward Bond.
How about him?
George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Berger. I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You.
What the Sam Hill?
Yeah.
George. Bert, do you know me? Know you?
Know you.
You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you.
You know, you don't want to get hit by Jimmy Stewart. He had quite a right hook.
He was wiry.
He was wiry. He could deliver, very surprisingly.
But Ward Bond was a pretty good-sized guy, and a great character actor in a lot of different movies. Was in several, of course, with the Duke, his good friend. Ward Bond, born on this day, 1903. I thought of him last night. The movie Dragnet was on. You know, the one with Aykroyd and Tom Hanks.
Oh, certainly.
And there's a character in there that's a Hugh Hefner type. and only his magazine was called Bait. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner.
Did you ever see him in anything other than a bathrobe? I don't think so.
I don't think so. No. A smoking robe, a smoking jacket.
Yeah, maybe. That was more of it.
Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner was born on this day, 1926. Rock and roll Hall of Famer Carl Perkins.
He was there in the very beginning of rock and roll, Neil.
He was. Well, in the Million Dollar Quartet, Carl Perkins, born on this day, 1932. He was one half of the Burns and Schreiber team.
Yes, he
was. Avery Schreiber, comedian.
And he really loved his nacho cheese Doritos.
He did.
So for a snack with the great flavor of cheese, try nacho cheese Doritos. They taste as good as they crunch.
That was him saying cheese.
And he had a fine cookie duster mustache,
as I
recall. The somewhat rotund Avery Schreiber, you know what I mean? Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. That was Burns. He was Schreiber, 1935. And golfers Seve Ballesteros. Severino Ballesteros. The great Seve. We were talking off the air. He's kind of Arnold Palmer, who was a great American golfer and did a lot for the game. Seve Ballesteros, Spanish golfer, did a lot for the game in his home country and was very well liked and respected. Great Ryder Cup player. And he could scramble with the best of them, Jim. 1957 for Seve. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You scramble.
But
the other way, nobody turns a par into a triple bogey better than you.
Nobody better. 8 honorary Americans.
Okay.
And the first one name was Winston Churchill. And then there's a bunch. Mother Teresa. Some of the explorers that came over and helped
discover. No, Yakov Smirnoff?
No, Marcus de Lafayette.
Oh, sure.
And
Lafayette.
Some others. So.
We need to do the
list. Yeah, we need to go.
We need to do the ultimate summer six-pack song. Here's the song you're going to listen for today from 1 to 3. Craig Morgan's Bonfire.
Bonfire.
Bonfire. Craig Morgan between 1 and 3.
What do you do then?
When you hear it, be caller 6 and you win a no-name steak box. And then you get entered into the Friday drawing for what we call the Ultimate Summer Six Pack. That's the tickets to 6 of the biggest music events throughout our summer here in Bob Country, plus a $50 gift card to Cub. So that's Bonfire between 1 and 3. Listen and win.
Sounds good.
Speaking of winning, we're giving away the certificate for one child to Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop at Mall of America with this quiz question from the Almanac. This date in 45, the National Football League decreed that it was mandatory for football players to wear what?
Mm-hmm.
Not athletic supporters, not even helmets, but something they needed to wear on this date. It's not really even a protective item. We'll go that far. What was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, Carlene Carter, I Fell in Love, or Alabama, I'm in a Hurry?
Let's go, Johnny Cash.
Thank you. All Request Lunch Hour live today, Osseo Legion.
See you there. KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud, KBGY, Faribault, KLCI Elk River.